Back now with Day to Day. Here are a few recent news items. A pair of nooses was discovered hanging in a garage of New York State's Highway Department.
A professor at Columbia University says she found a noose hanging from her door. Another noose appeared outside a cultural center for Black students at the University of Maryland.
A Georgia family was picketed last week for their Halloween display. That had a couple of dummies hanging from nooses, and the Department of Justice is investigating nooses found in 5 states. That doesn't even include the incident involving the so-called Gina 6 in Louisiana. What is going on with all these nooses? Joining us to talk about this and other hot-button issues is our Frangela, our comedic translators of current events. And welcome, Frances Callier.
Yay!
And Angela Shelton.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, so you're usually our comedic translators
right.
of mm-hmm. current events. And, you know, on the face of it, there's not a lot of funny in nooses.
Can I just say, without showing any disrespect for the terrorism of that act, can we get some new acts of
really?
Racism?
I need some creativity.
Hello, it's
to
a
come
new millennium.
Here. Really?
Can we get something digital?
It's
computer-generated
hologram. A hologram.
Can we get some holographic race assistance?
Yes, really.
I mean, I think most of the people that I know, Black people in particular that I know, are just like, are you kidding me?
I know.
Like, what's going on?
I can tell you. White people ain't scared no more. That's what the problem is.
Is that the problem?
Scared of you.
Yes. Well, white people
not
are
just not specifically Frangela.
Well, I'm scared of you. But
well,
that's
so you're
issue.
In the studio with us, so you have every reason to be.
You know,
but
there was a time in this country.
There was a time.
There was a time, girl.
Preach it.
When, you know, we had afros and,
mm-hmm.
and black cow and pics,
mm-hmm.
and it was frightening. But now, I will walk down the street, and there will be a white kid who is harder than me.
What has happened?
So you're saying it's like a role reversal.
And white people come in gangsta style on black folks these days
mm-hmm.
with the nooses.
Mm-hmm.
So the noose is for you. It doesn't seem like it's working if it's meant to intimidate, scare, whatever it's meant to do.
To me, I see this as a top-down problem. When it's considered diplomacy for our president to say, bring it on, you know, the environment has become one in which we don't have debates. We don't have discussions. People just name call. And I just think the environment has gotten way too out of control. People are doing things that 20 years ago they would have been afraid to do.
That's because white people aren't scared anymore.
So how are you going to scare them?
I'm going to tell you something. We got to march.
Yeah.
We're going to have to. I know nobody feels like it.
I know. I'm tired.
Nobody
you know
feels
what?
Like it. But we have let those Seattle kids do it alone for too many years.
Yes, we
and
have.
Nobody's really afraid of them. They look kind of silly with their hemp clothes.
Right.
We have got to get out there, and we're going to have to. I told you, I said it, Frances.
She did say
at
it.
At the last time we let Bush get the presidency,
you
didn't I say we should have burned something down?
She said we should have burned something down.
That but we should have been in the street.
We all stayed home.
I was on the corner alone.
You were.
Screaming,
and
no.
I told her I would meet her at the corner, and
didn't
I didn't.
Show up.
I didn't
she
show
was like,
up.
She's like,
I had to go to the store, and then I forgot.
By myself.
Maybe because you weren't wearing any hemp. Maybe
I know. I needed some hemp or some like
Birkenstocks.
There you go.
I got those. I got the Birks.
You're halfway there.
But yeah, we need a movement. There's been a no cultural, social, real movement in our lifetimes, really.
Yeah.
So, and that's in the absence of that.
Yeah.
You know, people feel like they can hang a noose.
Do you have any suggestions? You know, improving this dialogue that you say is fractured,
mm-hmm.
improving race relations.
Right. You know,
I think money always helps.
It does.
Never
it
underestimate
does.
The power of just handing Black people money.
Exactly.
And in all seriousness, I think that we do have to be willing to talk about slavery and reparations.
Yes.
But I don't know that most white people understand how important this issue of slavery is for Black people. I don't know who my great-great-grandfather was.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things we talked about, we said, you know, we're going to drive down to the South
mm-hmm.
and we're going to find us a racist.
Or, you know what, let's be fair. He could be right here in Orange County. We don't have
right.
to go.
You're
we don't
right.
have to go
You're
down
right.
South.
You know, yeah, we're going to find us a good racist, right? And somebody who's like, yeah, I'm racist.
I'll call
like
about
anybody.
It. Right.
And then what we're going to do is we're going to get somebody like to mow his lawn.
Yeah,
and,
like get a bunch of like Jewish people to mow his lawn 1 week.
Yeah.
Or get a bunch of Latinos to like do his laundry
mm-hmm.
or get a bunch of Asians to like paint his house
yeah, it's
and then ask him like do you feel any better about
yeah.
that group of people now they did this really nice thing for you and just see if it does anything
it does.
But
you probably already hired a few
you know the reality is there's going to be individuals out there who are racist freaks who do little freakish awful things
mm-hmm.
but it's not going to slow our roll
no
it's really not
because we're not afraid of you not anymore
Frances Callier, Angela Shelton. Frangela, thank you.
Thank you.